Chapter 1. Setting Out. On Thursday, February 17, 1972, President and Mrs. Nixon walked out to the south lawn of the White House, where a helicopter waited for them. A small crowd, among them Vice President Spiro Agnew and his wife, Republican and Democratic congressmen, and the two Nixon daughters, Tricia and Julie, saw them off as they started the first leg of their long trip to China. The brief ceremony was carried live on American radio and television. Nixon spoke briefly. He was making, he said, a journey for peace. But he added he was under no illusions that 20 years of hostility between the People's Republic of China and the United States of America are going to be swept away by 1 week of talks that we will have there. Nevertheless, he was going in an optimistic spirit. If there is a postscript that I hope might be written with regard to this trip, it would be the words on the plaque which was left on the moon by our first astronauts when they landed there. We came in peace for all mankind. It was classic Nixon, that mixture of pragmatism and grandiloquence. Inside the waiting plane at Andrews Air Force Base, the rest of Nixon's party, which included his Secretary of State, William Rogers, and his National Security Advisor, Henry Kissinger, watched the ceremonies on television. Winston Lord, a young aide to Kissinger, joked nervously that if the plane blew up, they would all see themselves going sky high. As Nixon was boarding the plane, one of the waiting reporters handed him an atlas of China that had the seal of the CIA on its cover. "Do you think they'll let me in with this?" asked the president, sharing a rare joke with the press as he climbed aboard Air Force One. He, the man who had made his name as a dogged and vociferous anti-communist, was reversing 2 decades of American policy by traveling to Beijing, into the very heart of Chinese communism. As the plane climbed into the air, Nixon felt like an explorer. "We were embarking," he said in his memoirs, "upon a voyage of philosophical discovery as uncertain and in some respects as perilous as the voyages of geographical discovery of a much earlier time period." He was taking a considerable gamble. That conservatives at home would not attack him and that liberals would not be disappointed in the results of his trip. He was pleased by the many fervent messages he had received wishing him well, but also concerned. "I told Henry that I thought it really was a question of the American people being hopelessly and almost naively for peace, even at any price," he recalled. Kissinger was, as always, reassuring. Americans were excited by the boldness of Nixon's move. Nixon also did not know whether the Chinese themselves would overcome their decades of hostility to the United States and make his visit a success. Although every detail of his trip had been negotiated with the Chinese, Nixon did not know, when he clambered aboard his plane, whether he would have a meeting with Chairman Mao Zedong, who, from his seclusion in Beijing, still controlled China. If Nixon came back to the United States without having met Mao, his trip would be regarded as a failure, and worse, a humiliation for the United States. After the trip was over, the Nixon people always maintained that they'd felt quite confident about a meeting. "Well, we knew in our gut," said Winston Lord, "that Mao would meet Nixon. The Americans had no firm promise, though, only vague assurances from the Chinese." "I know," Lord remembered, "that we made unilateral statements that Nixon would, of course, be seeing Mao. We said that we would like to know when this would be, but we knew that this was going to happen. It would have been unthinkable if it didn't." It was a gamble that Nixon was prepared to take because he felt that it was crucial for the United States. He had always taken risks, as a young soldier in the army, when he passed the time and made a lot of money playing poker, and later as a politician. He had not spent those long and often difficult years making his way to the presidency to be a caretaker.